Good evening and welcome to the news read by Colette Jani. The main points: former Indomitable Lion, the late Landry Ngemo, has been posthumously decorated with the Medal of National Order of Merit. A toll-free number meant to help the public to denounce any unscrupulous behavior or illegal activity in the forestry sector in Cameroon has been made available to the public. And out of the country, Lebanese officials say an Israeli airstrike in southern London has killed 10 people in one of the most deadliest attacks in the current violence along the Lebanon-Israeli borders. Those were the main points, and now the news in full. The late Indomitable Lion Landry Ngemo has been posthumously decorated with the Medal of National Order of Merit. This was during the funeral mass at the grandstand in Chang Menwa Division of the West Region. Landry Ngemo, who played for the Indomitable Lions for more than a decade and professional football with top clubs in France, died in an accident on June 27, 2024 on the Chang Yaoundé stretch of road. Kinge Angela Pal reports.
With dripping tears and saddened hearts, they gathered to bid farewell to one who has been described as a selfless and loving father, an exemplary son by the elites of the Menwa.
He was an example for the village, for the region. Our hope is only that all children of the Menwa should do the same.
Ngemo was a wonderful boy in the Menwa division. We are really sad.
This, our son, was an example of humility.
The fallen hero has been hailed for his significant contribution to the development of his roots. His demise leaves a huge void in the hearts of football enthusiasts. In attendance was the representative of the Prime Minister, Confiance Balungeli Ebune, Minister Delegate in the Ministry of Justice and Keeper of the Seals, Barrister Jean de Dieu Mumu, Governor of the Central Region, Nasiri Paul Bia, Rector of the University of Chang, and a host of administrative, traditional, civil authorities and football stakeholders amidst the cross-section of the population of the Menwa. Kinge Angela Parr, CRTV News, Chang.
RSDV of the Central Region and AZEC of Littoral Region are the 2024 champions of the Cameroon in freestyle. RSDV defeated AS Menwa, while AZEC won FA of Bafoussam this evening at the Esplanade of the Yaoundé Amadou Ahidjo Stadium to lift the trophy. In two other finals played today, Bafmeng United of the Northwest Region won Gazelle of Garoua, while FA of Bafoussam humbled Bambela of the Far North Region to win the Cup of the Cameroon in the male and female categories. Pewe John caught up with assistant coach of AFA at the end of the finals, who said their victories thanks to sacrifice and hard work.
I like what, because the girls really sacrificed all her time to prepare and win this match. So I think that we need to stay focused. Bimba, I really respect the Bimba team because they also gave everything that they can give to win the match. But normally, ourselves also prepare to win the match. So I congratulate the battleship who were just playing on the field. So our fans, we always say big thanks, because from Bafoussam to here, we are always having message. They are always supporting. Only just big thanks, and they should continue to believe in us, and we are never going to deceive them.
Still in sport, Union Sportif of Abombang and Atlantique of Kribi will at 3 p.m. tomorrow at the Ngwaikele Stadium play against each other in the final of the 2024 National Interpools. They secured their tickets to the Elite 2 Championship yesterday after defeating their opponents in the semi-finals. Harrison Ashutiku watched the matches and put together the following report.
The match, Volcan of Noon versus Union Sportif of Abombang, was one full of drama, as the fans of the clubs did not hesitate to take on each other in a bid to push their team to the Elite 2 Championship. After Volcan of Noon opener in the first half of the game, Union Sportive of Abombang had to struggle from behind to be able to equalize. This sparked another heated moment. However, after more than 20 minutes of disagreement, the match resumed. The game ended 1-1 in regular time. It was in the post-match penalties that Union Sportive of Abombang carried the day 3-2 and secured their ticket to the Elite 2 Championship with delight.
Guruchina Goro Benjamin, I'm so, so happy that I'm going to play Elite 2 this season. And I believe I will make my fellow player proud
Gascon Silva. The excitement is there. That is what we have been looking for over the past years. So, you know, ever since Union went down to the regional league, we have been trying our best to put it back to the elite two. For the moment, mission accomplished. But we still go in for the finals, looking to be champions.
The second match, Mintak FC of Upper Sanaga against Atlantic of Kribi, and in the post-match penalties, ended 9-8 in favor of the club from Kribi, Union Sportive of Abombang, and Atlantic of Kribi this Sunday will take on each other for the trophy. Before the match, Mintak FC and Volcan of Noon will battle for the third place.
Harrison Ashutiko reporting there. Away from sport, a toll-free number to denounce unscrupulous behavior and illegal activities in the forestry sector has been made available to the public. The four-digit number 1507, put in service by the Ministry of Forestry and Wildlife, was presented to various stakeholders in Yaoundé yesterday. And in the Far North region, an operation to plant some 10,000 trees in the locality of Gedigi's Mayokani division of the Far North region has been launched. The subdivisional officer of the Gidigis, Neston Ding, while launching the planting operation, said it is a milestone towards fighting desertification and climate change, as well as making the locality a green location. Amos Enonyakedagbo reports.
The Gidigis Government Primary School served as the first beneficiary, as dozens saplings were planted by local administrative authorities and elites with the intention and commitment of making the locality a green city in the future. The reforestation campaign launch is supported and financed by the local elites whose civic-minded actions in favor of development are countless and aims at planting over 10,000 trees in the nearest future. Buba Wanribele is the president of the CPDM Mayokani East section in Gedigis.
We are at the second edition of this reforestation. Last year, we planted 10,000 trees. This year, we are going to plant 10,000 trees. And we think that it is going to become a tradition in our locality.
Launching the campaign, the subdivisional officer of Gedigis, Nestor Ndiong, called on all and sundry to continue in their efforts to ensure that the town of Gidigis is green.
To thank the elite who initiate this project, because not only to plan, but they have also to follow, so that in 2 or 3 years, when we come here, we see that those trees have grown.
Sports equipment were distributed to the local holiday championship teams as a support to the holiday football feast in the locality.
Amos Enonyakedagbo reporting that a close to 20-man delegation from the South region of Cameroon has taken part in activities marking the 64th Independence Day of Gabon in Oyem capital of the Wolemtem province. Heading the delegation, South Governor Felix Gelengele said the event has served as an important opportunity to deepen sub-regional integration. Salas Kwan tells us more from Oyem in Gabon.
Tradition was once again respected this year at the Oyem ceremonial ground in northern Gabon as South Governor Felix Ngelengele joined his Gabonese counterpart of the Wolemtem province, Jules Njeki, for the commemoration of the 64th anniversary of Gabon's accession to international sovereignty. Jules Njeki is the governor of the Wolemtem province.
Satisfaction total.
I am totally satisfied. 64 years. It's been a long journey. We have just witnessed a powerful and fascinating show. I want to appreciate my Cameroonian counterparts whose visit adds a special touch to the event and reinforces bilateral cooperation, also called proximity diplomacy. The incredible show of patriotism displayed by the Gabonese also served to further deepen sub-regional integration and the friendly rapport between the two countries. So, dear to President Paul Biya, Felix Ngelengele is South Governor.
It's indeed integration and history in the making. It was wonderful. Beyond the festivities, we see that the two regions are working together for that integration wanted by our two head of states.
As in the previous years, Cameroonians from all walks of life living in Gabon made their presence felt at the Oyem Independence Square in a colorful show of support to the sister country. From the Wolo Division, I am Silas Mkwain on special assignment.
And that takes us out of Cameroon, where Lebanese officials say an Israel airstrike in southern London has killed 10 people in one of the deadliest attacks in the current violence along Lebanon and Israel border. The Lebanese health minister said the building hit in the city of Nabatea was housing Syrian refugees. Israelis said it had targeted a Hezbollah weapons depot, which was denied by the owner of the facility. And that brings us to the end of this edition of the newscast. But before I leave, a reminder of our top stories. Former Indomitable Lion, the late Landry Ngemo, has been posthumously decorated with the Medal of the National Order of Merit, a toll-free number meant to help the public to denounce any unscrupulous behavior and illegal activity in the forestry sector in Cameroon has been made public. And as you heard out of Cameroon, Lebanese officials say an Israeli strike in southern London has killed 10 people, one of the deadliest attacks in the current violence along Lebanon-Israel border. That was it for the news presented by Colette Janney. Thank you for listening. Good evening.